You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I think if you're betting on this match, Lee, you've got to really think about how much stock you put in Arsenal's result midweek against Bayern Munich and how much you think that will affect them going into the North London derby on Sunday. They were humiliated in Germany against Bayern. A lot of teams, though, have gone to Bayern Munich in the past and been annihilated. Mm. I don't think they had the belief there on Wednesday night. And clearly, they're stretched at the moment in terms of the squad. They've lost Hector Bellerin as well for this game. So, Joel Campbell likely to start. But they're down to the bare bones at the moment, Arsenal. Any more injuries to, well, one of their key personnel, and they're going to struggle.
Yeah, and isn't this what, you know, as well as the kind of the weak backbone that we always talk about, isn't this what always seems to cost Arsenal? Injuries. You know, you talk to Arsenal fans and they're exasperated by this constant problem that they seem to have with injuries to key players, and more so than any other club, I think. Look at the list of players who are out. It's unbelievable. And some serious long-term injuries as well. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, it's still not a bad lineup, is it? You know, maybe Campbell, obviously, who has managed to get off the ground in terms of scoring. Ozil, Sanchez and Giroud. And Ozil's been playing well. Cazorla and Coquelin in the midfield as well. So it's not like it's the worst team in the world.
Koscielny is a doubt for this game as well. He didn't play on Wednesday night. If he's missing, they are exposed defensively.
Definitely.
With Bellerin out.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, I think they'll make every effort to get him playing in this one. Giroud's interesting. I mean, I like Giroud. I think he's a good player. I'm not, you know, he's not the level of, you know, he's not like a Sanchez, but I think he's a good player, and I love the way he does attack the ball if they can get out into wide places and get the ball in. When I was looking at those stats on the player stats to see who's scoring the most from the least shots, if you like. Giroud scored 6 goals from 21 shots, which is a pretty good. He only started five matches, I think.
How many has he got inside the 6-yard box?
Yeah. Get out of that one, Phil.
I can find it for you if you want me to. I've got that information at my disposal. I come back to me at the end of this preview and I'll tell you. But I think it's a decent, when you look at a lot of the top strikers at the minute, you're looking at, you know, 7 from about 40 shots.
Yes.
On top. So it's a pretty good. I think he's
arguably having his best season ever, isn't he, for Arsenal?
Yeah,
really,
it's very good. Just how many chances you'll get here? I'm troubled by this because, you know, I don't know if you've got that stat, but there's an amazing stat about how few times Tottenham actually win, isn't there? With the
they've won in 22 trips to Arsenal,
which is incredible, isn't it? Really, and I think this is as good a chance as they're going to have. And 4-1 looks quite a big price given the injury problems, but I just don't know if the price is fantastic. I just don't know if Tottenham have got it in them, despite the fact that they're playing all right as well, to be fair. It should be a good game, this. I'm going to go for a high-scoring draw. I'm going to go for the draw. I think a 2-2 or something like that. I'm going to go for a draw and over 2.5 goals in this one. I think we
That's
could
a
be
big price.
An absolute cracker. And I think there will be goals in it as well. I don't see Arsenal sitting back and defending. The total match goals, it's very, very skinny. Over 3.5 is 6-4, which kind of makes you want to back the unders. So I'll stick with the draw and over 2.5.
That's 17-2, the draw and over 2.5 goals in the match. I think this will be a cracker, Derek. I agree with Lee in terms of the goals expectation here. And Spurs, they've got a young, gritty side. I think they'll do well.
Yeah, they're not as flaky nowadays, it seems, under Pochettino, Spurs. And you can out, you know, I was a bit cruel to them on Monday night against Villa. I thought, Spurs are not a side you want to be backing at 2-5 or whatever they were. But they got the job done, and they're getting the job done. You know, they're not quite the flair side of old, but the results are flowing. And at 4-1, I think they're actually unmissable here against an Arsenal side that, you know, OK, they got battered by Munich, and people are saying, well, everybody gets battered by Munich, but they also got battered by Sheffield Wednesday two or three weeks ago. OK, they had an understrength side, but they've got an understrength side now. I'm looking through that Arsenal side, and, you know, Stardust eludes me. Sanchez, yes, maybe, but he's not quite at it in my eyes at the moment. And the rest of them, I mean, you know, I'm seeing weaknesses more than strengths.
Mesut Ozil, do you not like him?
No, I think flatter to deceive Ozil. I don't understand the press he gets. He's getting the fantastic press. He's like Jack Wilshere, doesn't do anything in my eyes, and yet gets fantastic press purely because he's playing for Arsenal. No, don't see it with him at all. You've got so many weaknesses at the back, it's beyond belief. I think Tottenham are almost unmissable. In a way, it could be well Arsenal are probably going out of the Champions League because they can now concentrate on the league, the Europa League. Because they ain't going to be winning the Premier League. That's an absolute cast iron certainty. Why will they win it this year? It's the worst Premier League we've seen ever, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, this Arsenal side, there's been a lot better Arsenal sides that have flopped in the league than this one. I can't have it at all. And I think Tottenham are 4-1. Not quite in my better the season mark, but, you know, better the weekend.
Just drop short of that.
Yes.
One thing just while Derek was talking there, I noticed is I was just looking back at Pochettino's record against the top clubs, and I'll still include Chelsea in this for the time being. Since he took over, they've had a draw at Arsenal, and they've lost at 4-1 at City, lost 3-0 at Chelsea, 3-2 at Liverpool, 3-0 at Man United. I haven't missed anyone there, have I?
No, I think you've got them all there.
And then 1-0 against Manchester United this season, of course, already as well. So, you know, the only point they've picked up at any of the top clubs was at Arsenal last year. So, I'll stick with that draw. Giroud has scored, I found it, 5 in the penalty area and 1 in the 6-yard box.
Okay. Okay.
I think 4 of those 5 were between 5 and 7 yards.
Six and 8 yards out, somewhere like that, in that range.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.